The Israeli military has carried out fresh strikes on the Gaza Strip. No word yet on the possible casualties. The strikes were launched before dawn and into early hours of Saturday morning. On Friday, the military killed at least 5 Palestinians, including 2 children. The killings followed Israel's failure to strike a deal with Hamas to extend a 3-day ceasefire. The month-long war has already claimed the lives of 1,900 Palestinians, many of them women and children. Let's cross over to Gaza and speak to our correspondent, Ashraf Shannon. Now, Ashraf, the last time we had pictures from the Gaza Strip, we saw plumes of smoke rising. Just walk us through what's happening right now.
Well, the Israeli Air Force continued to bomb the Gaza Strip, different areas in the Gaza Strip throughout the night until the early, till the morning hours. They've destroyed 3 mosques and 2 mosques in the central Gaza Strip refugee camp of Nusayrat. They bombed a mosque in Gaza City, and they destroyed 3 homes with the F-16 bombs, one in Khan Yunis, and one in Sirat, and one in northern Gaza. As we enter the second day after the end of the ceasefire, the Israeli military appears that it does not want to stop the aggressions and the hostilities against the Gaza Strip. What we learned that early in the morning, the Palestinian factions in Gaza, resistance factions, had a consensus among them not to fire rockets, retaliatory rockets, despite the attacks of Israel, to give the Palestinian negotiating team in Cairo some leverage to help them with the negotiations regarding the possibility of extending a ceasefire.
Right now, Ashraf, I'd like to pick up on that. What is the chances as far as the ceasefire goes to extend it? Let's not forget, Hamas and the resistance movements have very particular demands that all Gazans want and will not move away from. Is Israel willing to give in to those demands?
I don't think Israel would give to 1/3 of the demands that the Palestinians are asking. This is from watching Israeli TV and looking to their websites, from the statements made by Israeli ministers. Basically, they don't want to lift the blockade or give the Palestinians what they're asking for example, the 12 nautical mile fishing limit for the farmers, or the freedom to farm the land in the so-called buffer zone east of the Gaza Strip. Basically, they want to control the blockade, maybe ease it in some places and tighten it in others. This is what Israel is doing, and this is what I believe they're planning to do.
And before I let you go, Ashraf, last time, before the ceasefire, that is, we saw the hospitals in Gaza at full capacity. Ice cream freezers were being used to store dead bodies because there was no space for them anymore. Corridors were being turned into makeshift operation theaters so that emergency operations and surgeries could be carried out on the casualties that were coming in. The situation hasn't changed much in these 3 days of ceasefire now, has it?
It did change a little bit. For example, before the truce, Gazans had no electricity, not even for 1 minute in the 24-hour period. But now they have 6 hours of electricity and 12 hours of outage, and then 6 hours of electricity. This is because electricity lines coming in from Israel. Gaza purchases electricity from Israel, 60% of electricity from Israel were restored during the ceasefire. And also some water lines are back working again. For hospitals, for example, they have problems with medicine and also surgical supplies because that problem could not be solved in 3 days, especially that even before the war on Gaza, the hospitals in Gaza had acute shortage in these items, and now 3 days are not enough to bring in available aid, let's say, whether it's medical or food supplies, into the Gaza Strip. It would take a long time to replenish the stores of the hospitals in Gaza.
Okay, our correspondent Ashraf Shannon there reporting from the Gaza Strip. Ashraf, thank you very much indeed. At least two teenagers have been killed in clashes with Israeli troops in the occupied West Bank. The Palestinian demonstrators were rallying in protest at Israeli military strikes in the Gaza Strip. According to Palestinian medical sources, a teenage protester injured by Israeli forces has died in a hospital in the West Bank city of Hebron, also known as Al-Khalil. Scores of Palestinians were also injured in the violent clashes in the city. Earlier on Friday, Israeli forces shot and killed a Palestinian teenager near a settlement in the town of Al-Bira. Anti-Israeli demonstrations were also held in Nablus, Jenin, Tulkarm, Ramallah, and other West Bank cities. The demonstrators condemned the Israeli attacks on the Gaza Strip and expressed solidarity with the resistance groups in the besieged enclave.